Quest for Gold. We're live in New York for the Team USA Media Summit, 100 days out from the Paris Olympics. U.S. Olympic and Paralympic officials are here. Olympic hopefuls are here. Of course, there's a lot of media as well. We've had an opportunity to chat with several Olympians and Olympic hopefuls so far in this day one of the three-day summit. We'll give you a little slices of conversations throughout the week. There's a lot going on, so we'll keep it simple and today focus on gymnastics. You may remember Suni Lee, the 21-year-old from Minnesota, who got the trifecta in Tokyo, gold, silver, and bronze. It's been a tumultuous last few years, though, for this college student. She had some major health issues, which to this point she's only identified as a rare kidney disorder. She's isn't saying much beyond that. She sat down for a roundtable discussion with the media. Some of the questions were off mic, but you should be able to pick them up.
So I know you mentioned that you hadn't met Gabby yet, but as far as Simone goes, like, I know your situation and your comeback from what you're going through is kind of unique, but have you talked with her at all just kind of about some of the challenges of returning to the sport after some time away?
Yeah, we've had a chance to exchange like a couple of words. I mean, I think we're all just super nervous. We're super excited. It's gymnastics is a very tough sport mentally, and I know she has a lot. She's gone through a lot the past couple of years, so it's really exciting and inspiring to be able to be in the same room as them and to see her compete again.
Where are you in terms of training load now?
Right now, I'm still a little modified. I think I'm at a good spot, though. I don't want to peak too early, so it feels normal. Like, I feel like I'm going at a good pace. I'm getting all my routines back and working on consistency. Right now, I'm starting to, like, visualize all of my routines and really try and put them together and get them as crisp and clean.
Can you talk about this through, like, what that comeback is like?
Yeah. The comeback has definitely been difficult. I know college was so fun. I mean, I was doing really good once I left. Once I left after my freshman year, I went home, started training. I was going back and forth between Auburn and Minnesota, trying to train for elite and college gymnastics, and I felt like I was really at my peak. Like, I was way better than I was already at the Olympics, so I was feeling really confident in myself. And then in my sophomore year, of course, I got sick, so I had to leave school, and I just went home, started training. I think 4 months after I got home, it was difficult. My doctor was telling me he didn't think I would be able to do gymnastics ever again, so to even be here is an accomplishment in itself, and I'm super proud of myself. I try not to listen to the outsiders because people don't know what my diagnosis is, and I don't feel ready to expose that until after, but yeah, I feel really good right now. I'm in remission, and I'm excited to get back out there. It's been a while since I've competed in all-around competition, and I haven't competed bars since Tokyo, so I'm excited to get back on the bar.
Mentally, can you put your focus on Paris, or are there just too many steps right now to even meet? I mean, obviously, this is all about Paris, but
yeah.
Mentally, how are you approaching this next year?
I'm not gonna lie, I don't think about Paris as much right now because I'm just trying to take it day by day. I want to get back out and compete in all-around competition first, and I still have to qualify to championships. I'm not on national team yet because I haven't competed in all-around competition, so I have just been focusing on getting my routines put together and competing at classics.
Hey, Suni, what does it feel like to have the trials coming to your home state in Minnesota?
It feels really good. It's definitely a lot more pressure, a lot more nerve-wracking. You know, I'll be walking the streets and people are like, oh my god, see you at trials, and I'm like, yeah, hopefully if I make it there. So it's really nerve-wracking, but I'm excited to have like my family there, my friends there. A lot of people are flying in to see it, and I can't wait to compete in my hometown. It's been a really long time.
Your doctor says no more gymnastics, you won't be able to do anymore. How do you process that mentally after being this long?
It was a lot to process at the time, but now that I like am in remission and I'm training back normally, like, I feel so much better because I'm like, oh, I'm way better already than I was at the last Olympics, and I didn't even think that I could get better than that. So that gives me a little more comfort in knowing that anything that I put my mind to, I can accomplish.
What was the process last year, just like mentally coming to terms with that 2023 Suni was not 2021 Suni?
Yeah, I still struggle with that daily. I mean, whenever I'm talking to my coaches, I'm always like, I get really sad because I'm like, I'm never going to be the same. Like, I'm not the same SUNY, not the same athlete. And they're like, good, like, you don't want to be. Like, you're doing everything and more right now, and you should be proud of the way that you've been able to come back from everything because you never thought that you would be in this position. And I was like, you're so right. Like, but it's just like hard mentally because, you know, like, I'm like, wow, like, I was in a really good spot last year or last Olympics getting ready. So now it's just kind of hard switching that, like, mental aspect of it.
We've got more athletes we're talking to from numerous other sports, including volleyball, soccer, and basketball. We'll continue to chat with those athletes and officials from New York. Stay tuned. I'm Ryan Burrow. Thanks for listening to this pop-up episode of Quest for Gold. We'll have more coming up.